So you're talking about a completely different situation here. A situation which had not obtained for 700-800 years from the time when Rebbe and Antoninus, you'll remember I discussed, their friendship. Then even then the Romans never appointed Jews to high office. They tolerated them. They accommodated them. They used them, but they used them in a clandestine fashion. But you have to understand that the prime minister of the country should be an open, devout, practicing Jew. And he was the greatest diplomat of his time, Rabbi Shmuel HaNogid. I'm going to talk to you about him. And he was not an exception to the rule. So that attraction was just blinding. Jews could not stay away from it. Spanish Jewry would pay a price for it. Living in both worlds is always difficult. And they would pay a heavy price for it. And eventually, the assimilationist tendencies would rack the country. And the eventuality would be that half the Spanish Jews would not have it within them to leave the country anymore, even at the point of conversion. That would be the eventual end. But at the beginning, the strong attraction of assimilation. And it was assimilation that ostensibly was without a price, because it's not like England where Disraeli had to convert or his father converted in order for him to become a prime minister. Shmuel HaNogid, Chas V'Sholem, I mean, he didn't convert. He didn't, nothing. He didn't wear a smaller yarmulke, nothing. So it was ostensibly without a price. And that would prove to be an enormous attraction. Jews moved. Jews converged on North Africa and on Spain because that was the land of opportunity. All of this brought about the demise of Babylonian leadership in the Jewish community in the world. So that the financial obligations of world Jewry to Babylonian Jewry diminished, and Babylonian Jewry lost its special role. It lost its special leadership role. It no longer was the top community in the world. Yes. Their estimates as high as a million Jews. Many think that it was 750,000. Numbers are hard to come by because they do not keep accurate records of numbers in our terms of census numbers. It's hard to know. The estimate was that during that period of time there were probably 2.5, maybe 3 million Jews in the world, and that at least a third of them lived in Babylonia. We'll see that after the slaughters and the plagues of the Middle Ages, etc., the Jewish population sinks at one point to barely 1 million Jews in the whole world. But now at this beginning, it was probably 2.5 to 3 million. The Arabs also had a strong effect upon the Christians. It is the Arabs that awakened the Christians from the Dark Ages, the Muslim religion. Because Europe, as I mentioned to you, till almost the year 1000, Europe had sunk into a primitive, a tribal system. It had no educational facilities. It had regressed back to what it had been before the Romans had come and tried to civilize them. The influence of the Muslims on the world was so great that it wakened the Christians from the Dark Ages.